Welcome, welcome everyone here to Send Forth Your Word Radio Ministry. Today I'm in the studio again here to bring you a new topic on the spirit of dishonor. I'm your host, Sister Keisha, here in the studio today to bring forth this word and to share with you, our friends and listeners, and those who are here for the first time. I pray that you will enjoy the show and that you will let us know at the end of the show, how did we do? I'm so excited here. And for those who have been coming back and following us, we want to thank you for coming back, and we appreciate your prayers. We thank you so much. I will be back on the air with a message after this break in music. Please stay tuned. Praise God, and praise God. I'm back here in the studio here, our friends and listeners here, so that we can talk and discuss on this topic, the spirit of dishonor. And what I'd like to do before we go into the message, we usually always take the moment to pray before we get into our topic. And so those who are new here, if you would like to enter in prayer with me today, let's go before the Father. Thank you, Lord God, for all that you've done in our life and you're doing daily, and all of the blessings that you have bestowed upon your people and this world as well. I pray that, Father God, all those who are new here on Send Forth Your Word, that they may be blessed and may be encouraged and may be able to expose and find a way to be free from this spirit of dishonor. So I pray that you will forgive us of our sins, and pray that we may be forgiven of those we have dishonored and who have dishonored us, and that we may all be free from this spirit of dishonor. In Jesus' name, forever and ever we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. So I'm excited again, like I said, to be here to share the message of dishonor. And you know, before I get just like deep into the message, I usually like to kind of break down what the word dishonor would mean. The word dishonor means to actually disrespect or disregard, or just try to bring disgrace to another person. And so, you know, what I've seen in this day and time that we're in is that, of course, you may know we are in a world where what's right is not accepted and what's wrong is acceptable. And so we have a lot of people, whether they're online or on reality shows, or they're being they're displaying dishonor in the church, or in the workplace, or in even in your home, in your community, in the school system. You know, there's so much unfairness and ungodliness to the spirit of dishonor is running forth rapidly in this day and time in the lives of humans. And so many people have been deceived by the spirit of dishonor because they have failed to follow godly instructions, plain and simple. You know, they're not reading their word. They're not teaching their children the way they should go. They're actually encouraging a spirit of dishonor and disrespect. And they're telling their kids that, hey, if someone says this to you, you can talk in this degree back to them. And so we have to be very careful, because even on Facebook and on different Instagram and all those kind of different social sites, you see where parents will post pictures and little clips and videos of their children dishonoring them. So that's just how serious this thing is. And they'll just do it for the likes and the shares and for people to, you know, listen to their child disrespect them, whether they're cursing or using profanity, or if the child is just trying to act above their age. And even though sometimes, you know, we all find a sense of humor with our children and the way they may act out in their behavior, but what the Lord is saying today is that we have to be careful that we're not accepting a spirit of dishonor into our life, you know, in our households. You know, our children have already a lot of things to deal with. You know, the peer pressure, trying to keep up with other children, being bullied, you know, being, influenced to do things that we would not want our children to be doing. But, you know, out of all of that, having that spirit of dishonor can really set their life in a spiral of, you know, of harm and disregards, and they may not even be able to see their future if they get too encrafted into that spirit of dishonor. And so one of the first things that the Lord had spoke to me and said, you know, the dishonor spirit is like the spirit of witchcraft. It's the same as rebellion. And if we know the word of God, it says rebellion is the same as witchcraft. And so what we have to do is, when we see our children dishonoring us, we have to go to them and we have to let them know that they're wrong and that we can't accept that. Because when we accept that, they begin to think that they've done something cool and something big, and so that they are able to keep allowing that spirit to manifest. You know, the other thing that what I found that was very interesting is that the Lord was saying most people who has the dishonoring spirit, they don't even really know it, because they're so encrafted with that spirit. They've been doing it for so long, they've been speaking their mind with, that's what they'll say they're doing. But we know that once you go past a certain level, it's not about speaking your mind, my friend. It's actually about being dishonorable, really, when you're doing it to harm others. And I'm going to show you today in the word that the Lord said there is attributes to the spirit of dishonor. People who have this attribute or many attributes like this, they are considered dishonorable people, and the Lord has warned us to avoid such people. And if we're not really careful with who we select or who we hang around or who we try to, you know, befriend, we can fall under that same dishonorable spirit. And it's a very contagious spirit, my friend. it will cause you to act out just in the same manner when it's being exposed upon you, you know, and so, or unleashed upon you. And so in 2 Timothy 3, chapter 3, verse 1 through 5, it helps us to determine the different types of people who will display the spirit of dishonor. And as we read out the attributes or characteristics of a person who's walking in under the spirit of dishonor, we will be able to expose that spirit through these types of attributes. So in this scripture, it tells us that a person who is a lover of themselves, or a lover of self, lover of money, proud, arrogant, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, heartless, unappeasable, slanderous, excuse me, without self-control, brutal, not loving good things or good, treacherous, reckless, and a person who is conceited, a person who is a lover of pleasure rather than lover of God, having the appearance of godliness but denying its power. That is what we're talking about today. Those who are just tuning in, we're talking about the spirit of dishonor. And so what the Lord has said, and this is in the Bible, it says to avoid such people. And so why God is saying to avoid these people? Because these people are carrying a spirit, and that spirit can attack you. It can harm your life. It can derail the plan that God has for your life when you're hanging around with people who have a spirit of dishonor. And if a person has a spirit of dishonor, they're going to be operating under these types of attributes. So you have to be careful with just allowing people to come in your life. And one of the biggest things that God was pointing out in this scripture, he was letting us know that these people will have, they'll be lovers of pleasure. So anything that makes them feel good or feel like it's making them feel like they're inferior to others, they will be walking around with a spirit of dishonor. They will be people who will love pleasure rather than love God, my friend. So if you're in a relationship with someone and they always want to focus on the things of the flesh, and every time you try to tell them, hey, I belong to the Lord, and you know, my body is the temple of the living God, and that person does not practice holiness, and they're a person who is always trying to be unholy. That person, the Bible says in 2 Timothy, is a person of dishonor. You know, this person of dishonor will cause you to sin. That's why I say they are under the spirit of dishonor. They're not going to want to follow God's plan. They're going to always do the opposite of what God is trying to tell them to do. And then the Lord says, having the appearance of godliness, but denying its power. That's all they will have. They will have robes on, clothes on. They will be in the choir and in the pulpits, and they will be greeting you in the doors in the church. They will be leading different types of ministries, living in communities, playing like they have such a sacrifice. They live a sacrificial life, you know, and very, you know, holy, but then they deny God's power. So that means they won't live it out. They will not be able to stay on track with God's laws. And it's important that as a believer in this day and time that we get in the Word of God and we begin to learn God's laws for ourselves. We cannot rely on other people to tell us exactly what we should do if we are followers of Christ, because this is a very dangerous time in the body of Christ where a lot of men and women are being exposed by their evil deeds. And so when we're following and we're in their congregations and we're not being willing to listen to the Lord thy God, we can fall under the same sins that they even may be committing, other than just the spirit of dishonor. So I'm telling you now, if you are here today and you feel like you've witnessed people that you might know that has a very ungrateful spirit, the Bible says that that person will not enter into the kingdom of God because they're dishonorable and they're not honoring the Lord. They're not living for Christ. They're focused only on things they can have and they can gain. And every time they can't have what they want, they become more separated from God. They become more an enemy of the Lord because they want to find fault already. And so instead of seeking the Lord and trying to figure out what His will is for their life, they're so busy trying to cause their will to be His will. And you know, it's very hurtful to see that, because, you know, some of the people that are going through this are people we love. These are not only people in the world, my friend. These are people within our own four corners of the world, you know, our four corners of the walls. We have people that we love and we want them to be saved. We want them to be able to grow in the things of God, but they're just operating under a spirit of rebellion and disobedience. And these are our children that I speak of. Some of these children are not young babies anymore. They are adults and they're still operating under the spirit of dishonor and disobedience. You know, I actually had a very, very turbulent time with one of my children. As she was growing up, you know, for some reason, we would have the biggest fights. I mean, I really am not a person that liked to yell, but I found myself trying to get this child to see that I'm your parent and you can't treat me this way. And I mean, it went on for years. I'm not going to even sit up here and say that it was just an overnight thing. No, it wasn't. It was different times in her life when she would hear me say that she couldn't do something or she couldn't have something. She actually would really dive into me, you know, with a very hateful and dishonorable spirit. And, you know, the things that was coming out of her mouth and that she was, you know, saying, it was very embarrassing because it was things that, you know, either wasn't true or it was things that could have been, you know, true, but it was not for the public's ears. And I would see, like, we would be having a good time, and then as soon as, boom, something would happen, it would be like an explosion would erupt inside her, and then all of a sudden, the spirit would just, she would start talking to me in a harsh tone, and you know, it was just a mess. And, you know, because of my ignorance, I'm going to tell you right now, I did not recognize that I was dealing with the spirit of dishonor. I didn't understand it. And I had prayed about this spirit many of times. And, you know, the Lord would seem like we would start mending our relationship. And then all of a sudden it would rupture again, you know. And then over time it would be more often than more fewer times. And so I got to the point where I said, you know, she's become now an adult, and so I don't have to really tolerate that spirit. And it can really become very abusive, you know. And so I began to meet other people that had also had children that were going through some of the same, they were going through some same things that I were going through, and we would pray together and, you know, ask the Lord to deliver our kids from whatever spirit that came upon us. But one day I was just, you know, I was riding in the car and I was praying and talking to the Lord, and the Lord said, "It's the spirit of dishonor." And so I began to research that word, and, you know, and I said, wait a minute, this is right. You know, this is exactly what I have been going through. So I do know what that spirit is like. I mean, you know, and when a person displays the spirit of dishonor, I'm not going to say that they can't be delivered from that spirit, but you have to know how to deal with that spirit if you're the one they're attacking, because it can be very, very draining. It can be very hurtful. And the things that that spirit will say to you is very, very heartless. I mean, it doesn't have any limitations on what it will expose. And sometimes it's saying things that will make you feel like, you know, you want to just take that child and just yank them, or whoever's trying to display it. But it's not the person, it's the spirit that's in the person. And so I just began to pray for my daughter. You know, I said, you know, I love her, and she is she's my elder daughter, you know. And I said, you know, I wanted, you know, the best for her life, and she's changed a lot. However, you know, the spirit of dishonor was in her, and I don't play when I see there's a spirit in someone, you know. So I have noticed, you know, over the years now, she's learned to basically start seeing that she was dealing with some spirits in herself, you know. And one day she came to me and said, "Mom, you know, I believe my son is stubborn, and I might have that, you know, how is he stubborn?" And then she thought about it. She said, I remember you guys would say I was stubborn. And see, that's how, you know, children will be influenced, or these seeds will be sown into their hearts, because they will have the spirit of rebellion or stubbornness, and they will begin to try to gain their own superiority, you know, too soon, trying to tell the parent what to do, trying to do this and that. And that wasn't really what I was experiencing in the beginning. It seemed like it became more and more noticeable when she started, you know, going into junior high school. I started noticing she wanted to gain her own independence. And so that's another area I'm trying to tell you where you might want to pay attention to your children as they begin to go into middle school and into junior high and into high school, where they'll start trying to gain their own independence. And as we say in the old days, they start smelling themselves, and then, you know, start saying things that they shouldn't be saying, and they shouldn't get away with it the first time. If you can stop it in the beginning, because the word of God says we must stop things from the root. You know, you got to go in the spirit, and you got to pray, and you got to ask the Lord to cancel that thing and from the root, because it's a root. Wherever it came from, it's a root. It has been planted in that child, in that person's heart, and what they do is they carry it into their adult life. And so when they're in relationships with other human beings or other people in their life, they always tend to resort to that spirit when they can't get their way. And so that's where I had to really recognized that the enemy was trying to use my child as a way to destroy me and to destroy my confidence. And so God had began to show me that spirit of dishonor had came up because of rebellion and disobedience. And that is exactly what this spirit, this chapter is talking about. A disobedient child to their parent will not enter into the kingdom of God, you know. And so what I also was led to do was I was led to teach, you know, to show my daughter, you know, what the word of God was saying about her spirit, and that what was going to be the outcome if she didn't change, you know, and how, you know, God had You know, that was his commandment to his people, is to avoid such kinds of people, you know. And so now that she's a mother and she's gotten older and she's seen some of the things that are happening in her son's, her life, you know, that stuff just doesn't go away. Just because you get older or you ask for forgiveness, sometimes God lets us see exactly the pain that we caused on other people. So I really encourage you, if you're dealing with a kid or a child or a loved one that is displaying a dishonorable spirit, or under the spirit of dishonor, you definitely want to pray against the spirit, not against so much the person, because the person may not know that they're being used by that spirit to torment other people. But what I'm encouraging you to do is to ask the Lord to help to also deliver that person from that spirit of dishonor. Praise God. Also too, you know, the Lord was showing me people who have a spirit of dishonor, well, they fall under certain categories where they're people who have, you know, other people have tried to help them and bless their lives, but they're never grateful, you know. They're never grateful. And what they tend to do is they can really try to betray you, and they can try to deceive you by trying to repay evil for something good you've done in their life. And in Proverbs chapter 17, verse 13 says that evil will never leave the house of ones who pay back evil for good. I mean, yeah, I remember when God showed me that scripture, you know, he was showing me that because I had started encountering people that, you know, I could see they were trying to take advantage of me, you know, seeing that, you know, I was, you know, a person who was trying to be good to them. And so the Lord said, you know, I don't want you to help them, you know, because they're trying to take advantage of you, you know, done enough and that's it. And then one day I was studying my word and the Lord allowed me to come across that scripture. And I'll always remember that. Well, one of the other things that the Lord did was he began to show me that when you see a person who's always having problems, trouble after trouble, there's problems always in their house, they can't never seem to get away from problems and trouble, this is because they probably fell under this curse. Because it is a curse that that a person will fall under because they have disobeyed the laws of God. And so when I began to see that, you know, I begin to recognize that that is really the truth, you know. That is so on point, because I began to notice that, you know, when I'd start talking to the person a little more in depth, that they were just a user. They were just a person that was always trying to make good on other people's, you know, generosity or their kindness, and they wasn't willing to give anything in return. So the Lord has told me, you know, honestly, that, you know, some of the things that people who are walking around with a dishonor spirit, if they're being punished because they chose to continue to do these things without any repentance in their lives. And so the Lord is not happy with that spirit, and he has chosen to allow them to be given over to the spirit of dishonor. And they fall under great judgment if they do not get saved. And so many of these people are going to fall, you know, into a very, very tormenting place, which we call hell, you know. And God is not going to allow them to enter into the kingdom of God if they don't stop these dishonoring acts, you know. I'm praying that, you know, we all as a whole, you know, work on trying to get our hearts right before the Lord. No one is exceptional from that rule, you know. We may not be dealing with the spirit of dishonor, but we're dealing with something. And so we have to pay attention to what it is that we're dealing with. But if it is the spirit of dishonor, we need to pray and ask the Lord to deliver us from that spirit as well. The Lord also had began to show me, you know, that, you know, woe unto this world for those who have caused others to sin. And that's coming from the book of Matthew, chapter 18, verse 7, where he says, woe to the world for the ones who cause sin. You know, there are some people that are said to be a stumbling block to your life. They're causing you to keep repeating the same cycles and the same trends just in order for you to fit into their world. But they are not from God. They are limiting your life. They are delaying your blessings, and they're causing all kinds of disgraceful acts to happen to you. Your life has been like turned upside down. And if that is your case, you know, you may want to pray over that spirit of witchcraft and that spirit of dishonor. Because when a person is coming into your life and they're not bringing any good into your life, that person is sent from the enemy. That person is walking with the spirit of dishonor and deceit. And that person is probably walking also under a spirit of ungratefulness and rebellion. And they probably have no respect for no one, not only you. And so in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18 says, always be joyful, continually be prayerful, and everything be thankful, because this is God's will for you in the Messiah Jesus. See how when we are grateful, we will have peace and practicing doing good towards all mankind. You know, when we're walking, you know, in peace, you know, God is going, his blessings will reign rich in our life. You know, we won't miss out on things because we're walking around with a hardened spirit. You know, we're all trying to deceive everyone just so we can get their goods or get their position or get their status or something of someone else's. And so we have to be careful with trying to get to the finish line before our time. You know, sometimes God allows us to take a little time to get from one level to another because he knows our imperfections, my friend. He understands, you know, what we've had to go through to get where we're at to this moment. So it's not about a race, racing against or competing against other people. And when you can't be content with what you have, you will always fall under that spirit of dishonor because you will start talking about other people, slandering other people. You will be hurting other people because of your own pain and your own ideal of having what you want. So you'll blame someone else and you will abuse someone else and you'll become heartless to someone else. And those are the same attributes that we have already read about in 2 Timothy. So we know that God says to avoid such people when they have those attributes. It's very important that you learn how to appreciate and be grateful for what the Lord has given unto you. You know, we don't want to be men and women who are just super, super grudgers and gripers and always complaining about everything that we don't have instead of recognizing what we do have. You know, God wants us to be reminded in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5 through 6. It reminds us how to be content with what we already have, you know. He doesn't want us to turn into dishonorable people because we're living a life and chasing after material goods. It doesn't do you any good at the end of your days in your life. You can have a house full of treasured items, but you can't take them with you. And the other thing is that why would you want to have everything someone else has? It kind of stands out. Volume speaks volumes to you. It should, when you think about it. You know, if every time someone else get another car, you need to go get one, that's a spirit of covetousness. That's not a spirit of gratefulness. That's not a spirit of being blessed. That's a spirit of allowing other people to tell you what you should have in order to fall under this quote-unquote generation of people who must have everything they want. You know, I'm telling you, it doesn't really do you a lot of good to have everything you want. Some things, I think it is an advantage if you don't get them, because really, honestly, we don't really know what we really need all the time. Sometimes we have an ideal that maybe this is something we desire, and then if it's the Lord's will, He'll bring it to pass. And sometimes there's things that He'll let come to pass to prove to us we didn't need it, and we will recognize it. And as those are the lessons that we learn along the journey of life. So you don't want to spend your life chasing behind every person that has more than you, or trying to outshine or outdo someone else because you feel like, you know, you're better than them and that you should have it more than they should. If you see someone is getting married, or someone is having a child, or getting promoted, are getting their business, but then you all of a sudden try to slander that person, that is the spirit of dishonor, my friend. And so you need to get delivered from that spirit. The other scripture I wanted to talk in regards to, and it says, and I'm going to try to paraphrase this one, a heart at peace gives life to the body, but envy rots the bones. And that's in Proverbs 14:30. See, people, when we are, you know, envy of other people's success and the things that the Lord has done in their lives, you know, it begins to tear down the body. You know, when we're envy of other people, we begin to start having all kinds of symptoms and things that we may run to the doctor and say, oh, you know, I'm just all of a sudden having this feeling here and there. But that may be a seed of envy that has been planted in you through a spirit. And so now you're acting out and you're feeling a certain way because you're not being grateful. You're letting yourself focus in on someone else's life until to the point where you're jealous and envy of them. And now you can't even rest and you can't take care of your health. It's important that we don't pay attention to other people's lives to that degree where we neglect our own health and our own things that we need to focus on, you know. And so that's what the Lord is saying, you know. He wants, you know, us not to be conceited and not to be arrogant and not to be too prideful, you know, thinking more than ourselves than we are, and trying to compete with other people, causing other people to be cursed because we're not happy with ourselves. And so we just can't stand to have or to see someone else outdo us or get blessed or be encouraged in a way. We never know what people are going through. And, you know, one of the things that could happen is that when you're under a spirit of dishonor, you could cause someone marriage to be destroyed, and the child or person to fall into some type of great tragedy or sin, because that is a wicked spirit and it wants to take you out anyway. And it does you no good to dishonor them, because you dishonor yourself by always dishonoring someone else. That's the way the spirit has been able to trick many people, because they think that they're hurting someone else, but in the end, the Bible says that you're going to be the one that's going to suffer greatly, because you have chose to what? Dishonor, or to abuse, or to hurt someone else's life, and to slander them. You know, it's never good to take advantage of people and slander their lives. You know, why would you do that to someone if you wouldn't want that to be done to you? So we have to be very careful at trying to pay people back and get even with other people, because God is the one that has the final say. You know, He will be the one that will take account of everything that we went through in this life. And so we must pay attention to these different spiritual wicked things and forces that could come up against us without us even knowing. Some things are ancestral, and some things have been able to creep into our lives by our own failure to pay attention to what we have introduced into our lives, are the doors that we have opened to allow these spirits to come through. And that's why 2 Timothy 3 and 1 and 5 is very, very important for us to look at people, are the persons that we have in our life, whether they're in our household, in our church, in our community, in our workplace, to be able to spot the attributes of people so we can know how to pray against these spirits that they may have on them themselves, so that we don't be inflicted by those spirits, you know. And so when you see someone who is a person who is a lover of themselves, or a lover of self, or a person who just loves money, you know, no matter how much money they get, it's just never enough. They're just constantly invoked and enticed and, you know, infatuated over just having money, you know, a person who's proud, a person who's always proud of themselves and always trying to, you know, endorse themselves and make themselves look better in front of others. Also a person who is arrogant, that's always talking beneath everyone. It's always acting as if they're above the world and everybody is below them. A person who is abusive, a person who abuses others without any disregards for their life. A person who is disobedient to their parents and to God, you know, a person who just does not want to listen no matter what it's laid up ahead of them. They just think they have the ability to kind of overcome it until they're faced with some type of tragedy. Then they want to be, you know, grateful. A person who is just totally unholy, that is living a false life unto Christ. Person who has an appearance of godliness, but yet they are a person who denies the power of God and doesn't believe that God will deal with them if they don't live holy and acceptable unto Him. Person who's ungrateful, no matter how much you do for that person, how much you try to share with that person, they can never receive it. I pray that we can get past some of these sins, because God is saying that you will not be able to enter in if you're a person who has one of these attributes, a person who is heartless. No matter how much, you know, you will hurt someone's feelings, or, you know, how it will hurt their self-esteem. You just don't care. You'll say things about them that maybe you could have pulled them to the side and told them separately. A person who's, you know, appeasable, you know, I mean, unappeasable, that, you know, no matter what you try to do, they just can't seem to satisfy them. They're just unacceptable. They can't be at peace with anything. They can't accept anything anyone does for them. A person who is slanderous, you know, we have to be careful. You know, there's a lot of narcissistic people in this day and time that are just really trying to hunt down people and take people into captivity, cause people to live very terrorist and hurtful lives, where they're being tormented by people who constantly try to slander them and try to honestly cause them nothing but their reputations to be destroyed, no matter how much work that person's put into their life and all the dedication that they put into the life. They are constantly being abused by some bully that does not have any regards for the hard work and the things that God has done in their life. So you have to be very careful, my friend, in this day and time, that you don't let anyone come into your life without asking the Lord to show you why and what is the purpose of that person being in your life. It's very easy to be hypnotized by such people, because they will do it in a way that will seem like it's normal and it's very innocent. But once that person gains, you know, a foot in your home, they will not want to leave. And you will have a struggle trying to get that spirit out of your house. And so that's why we must take it all in prayer unto the Lord, you know, when we find ourselves in these types of situations, you know. And so today I just wanted to stop by and just kind of share this spirit of dishonor and how it's been rapidly moving forward in the world. And so many people are laughing at the spirit, watching reality shows, looking at people just lie and deceive others, trying just so they can make the money off everyone. They don't care if they have to expose themselves, get butt naked, cause all kinds of problems and troubles, curse and use profanity and lie on each other and try to stigmatize one another. I'm telling you, it is getting worse and worse. However, the Lord is saying that if we're operating in this spirit, or we have people we know that are operating in the spirit that we love, we must pray now and ask the Lord to deliver us and them as well. And let the Lord do his work, you know. He knows who is his and who is not. And if these people are in your life and they are people who are abusing you, maybe he may be even telling you you have to leave them, because he says avoid such people. Some people are kept in bondage because they won't leave. It is very important to pay attention, because these are signs to help you protect yourself. You can't always worry about every other person. You have to pay attention to what God is trying to do in your life and how he's trying to save your life. So it's important, my friend, to look at your word, read your word, study your word, and pray, the Bible says, without ceasing. You know, you have to find yourself in a place where you can be able to discover who God is more and more, so he can begin to expose the things that the enemy has sent to destroy your life, to take you off the path of righteousness, to hold you in captivity with a lot of bondage, a lot of fear, a lot of things that you were probably not even aware of, but you found yourself caught up into all types of sin. So this is the day and the time that we must get our lives right before the Lord returns. So I came today and to display this message to you and share it with you. I pray that you would share with others as well, and invite others to come to Send Forth Your Word radio ministry and enjoy what God's word is saying to them as well. And that if you hear today and you're dealing with a spirit of unforgiveness, ungratefulness, pridefulness, a spirit of dishonor, we pray today that the Lord will lift that spirit off your life and begin to show you the love that he has always had for your life, and that he will begin to reveal his plan, and you will begin to love him like he deserves to be loved. So I hope and pray that all is well with you, my friend. If you are new here to Send Forth Your Word radio ministry, I pray that all is good and all is well. If you'd like, you may feel free to archive other of our shows, and so that you can get an understanding what we are doing here on Send Forth Your Word. And also too, if you have not received the Lord as your Lord and Savior, I pray that you will find Christ, and that you can go to the front of our show page and you may receive the Lord thy God as your Lord and Savior by repeating the sinner's prayer. So I pray today, if you have any prayer requests, if you have any testimonies, or you want to let us know that you receive the Lord as your Lord and Savior, please feel free to email us at www.sendforthyourword@gmail.com. I pray and thank you for joining me here today on Send Forth, and I hope that you enjoy your day. May God richly be with you, is my prayer. Amen.